you were teaching Precious Garland at Maitripa. So let me just ask you quickly, what led to you teaching Precious Garland? Because this is a book on conduct and ethics, and it's not what we usually teach. And I'm wondering what led to that and what that has to do with things.
Well, actually, Precious Garland isn't just about conduct and ethics.
Okay.
The first two chapters are about how to create the cause for a good rebirth. So it's about karma. And then huge things about emptiness. Nagarjuna's teachings on emptiness in the first two chapters are amazing.
Oh.
And this book is very often quoted in other texts. Precious Garland is quoted so much in the tradition. But the way I came to teach it at Maitripa was because I had edited Kenzo Jampa Tekchok's commentary on it.
Oh.
And, you know, because do you have the book there?
I have Precious Garland upstairs. I don't have the commentary on it by anyone.
Oh, okay, take a look. I think Practical Ethics and Profound Emptiness, the name of the commentary. The books got sent to California by accident, but Maitripa will be receiving them very soon.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, so you were actually teaching emptiness, were you, or?
No, they
I wasn't
asked
there.
Me to teach like practical ethics.
Okay.
So what I did, because the you'll see the book is like this big. I couldn't do the whole book and, you know, three, four teachings.
Right.
So so do you want me to talk about what I talked about at Maitripa, or do you want me to talk about the book?
Just tell me just in a couple of sentences what you taught. And the reason I'm asking is that I'm writing an article at some point in the next month or two on conduct, Buddhist conduct. And it struck me as interesting that you were teaching Precious Garland, which is... Well, maybe you were just teaching the philosophy parts. But anyway, it was the conduct aspect I was interested in.
I was teaching the conduct part.
Oh, okay.
And in Precious Garland, you know, Nagarjuna also talks to the king and tells him how to be a good human being.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of qualities are virtuous, what he needs to do. He talks to him about policy, how to have a good government policy. It's amazing. I mean, I sat there and gave the teachings Friday night and Saturday. And with what's going on in the U.S. now,
right?
Here's Nagarjuna, how many centuries ago, spelling out how you should run a country so that the people will be happy and your government will be successful.
Uh-huh.
And of course, it's the total opposite to what the current administration is doing. So it brought out in the teachings people, it was really quite good. People in the country are hurting a lot now. And so it brought that out. You know, it's like somebody said, I feel hopeless.
Well,
what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I talked a lot about, you know, how to have hope, how to have optimism, what we can do. And I'm basically quoting Nagarjuna.
Wow. You
know?
How can we have hope?
And, you know, like, what are good qualities that we need to develop, whether we're leaders in the government or leaders in our work or leader in your family or what, you know, what kind of qualities as a human being do we need to put some energy into cultivating?
Okay.
So that's what I talked about at my trip. You might want to listen to the tapes.
Okay.
I had so much fun teaching that.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, and the audience was so receptive.
Oh, yes.
Very, very receptive.
I'm sure.
So it was good. But the book is Kenzo Jampa Tekchok's teachings.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he was one of my teachers. He was an FPMT teacher at Manjushri Institute when it used to be FPMT and LMB. And then he did the master's program in Italy. And then he was at Nalanda for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. So he was quite devoted to FPMT. And he was a fantastic teacher, brilliant teacher.
Mm.
And so I had asked him if I could take some of the teachings he gave and make them into books. And so Precious Garland was one of them.
Mm.
And it's just, I just fell in love with Nagarjuna's text. It's just amazing, you know, because he'll do this stuff about karma and then, you know, so much about emptiness that is just really helpful. And then, of course, Kensa Jumpa Chekchok explaining this, and that's his real forte.
Okay.
And then Nagarjuna gets into, and King, you need to build a good infrastructure in your village. You need to take care of refugees. You need to take care of people who have suffered from war. You need, when the businesses go down or the farmers don't have seeds, you need to give them what they need to start their businesses and their seeds again. You need to establish parks and rest places so that your population can, you know, not only travel, but also they have pleasant places where the family can go and hang out. And, you know, this is when you choose your ministers, when you choose your cabinet, you know, here's what you need the qualities to look for in a military leader, in ministers, in, you know, how to run prisons.
Yeah, I saw that part. Yeah, how to run prisons.
Yeah.
Don't keep people in jail too long.
Yeah.
So when people say, I have no hope, I mean, what is Nagarjuna's answer? Is it just try to be a good person yourself and follow, you know, rules of conduct and develop yourself into a better person? Or is he also saying that the people have the right to kind of stand up and do something about the government?
Well, in you know, of course, he's talking to the king, so mm-hmm. he's not going to say the people have a right to, you know, he's not going to say that to the king.
Mm-hmm.
But implicit is, I'm giving you all this good advice so that you will have a good reign and your kingdom will be peaceful. Because if you aren't generous and you don't take good care of your people, you're going to have a lot of trouble now, and you're creating a lot of negative karma for future lives. Yeah.
Mm.
So he talked about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
When this person said, I feel hopeless, what I did is I talked to her, I talked to the whole group, about how I deal with that, and which is, if we think about it, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas have been trying to get us to awakening since beginningless time.
Mm-hmm.
We resist them all the way, you know, I come to teachings, no, I don't have time. Give up attachment. No, I don't want to. It gives me too much pleasure. You know, it's like they're teaching us all the time, and we have all of our rationalizations, all of our justifications, all our stuff.
Mm.
And yet they don't give up on us.
Good point.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, Lama Zopa doesn't just go, you know, because if you look, he's teaching now the same thing that he taught when I started 40 years ago.
Yes. Yes, he is.
He hasn't given up on me. He hasn't thrown in the towel and said, oh, I'm fed up with you people, you know? I teach you and you don't practice. Get out of here. He's not like that. You know, he doesn't give up hope because he knows we have the Buddha nature.
Hmm.
He knows that our misery and our confusion is caused by ignorance, and that ignorance can be eliminated. So he doesn't give up on us. The Buddhists and Bodhisattvas don't give up on us. So why should we give up on other sentient beings?
So we should keep doing something. We should not lose hope. But
we should keep doing something. We should not just put labels on people and call them names and think that's all they are, that's all they ever will be.
I agree with that. I like that. One thing I think, though, about books like Precious Garland and Lecture texts and all these things is that in addition to giving advice to rulers as to how to be, they give the information to the population that they need to hold rulers accountable, because they're telling you, this guy should not keep people in prison forever or whatever. So there is a kind of undergirding structure of accountability, I would say, in this kind of text. And so he's not saying maybe you can have a revolution, but he is saying this is what you should expect from a good ruler. And if they're not doing this, they're falling short. It's up to you. So anyway. Yeah. Okay, well, go ahead.
Yeah. But then I was going to say also in our own lives, you know, because we're leaders in our own little groups in different ways.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, again and again in Precious Garland, Nagarjuna talked about the point of truthfulness. Mm. How important it is to be a truthful person. And that truth means not only that something is factually accurate, but that it is said with a good motivation.
Mm.
Yeah. If something may be true, but if it's said with a bad motivation and the intention to hurt, that's not truth.
Right. Right. Yes. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
So he talks a lot about that. He one thing that I thought was very good is, you know, he said you have to surround yourself with good advisors. Mm. And people who know the world yet are upright and pious and have good ethical standards and are generous. Mm. So all your advisors and your special friends and your cabinet members and everybody, this is the kind of people you should appoint. Yeah, not racists, not bigots, not people who lie. Okay, not people who just look out for the rich people, but people who are ethically stable, and also people who have knowledge about the world and how the world works and other cultures, who don't, you know, who don't expect everybody to think like them. And then he says you listen to everybody, but you think for yourself. And you think independently. In other words, you don't make government policies in order to please somebody else so that they will support you. You think for yourself and you make government policies that you know are good.
That's good.
You know? So in other words, you don't play politics. You're a truthful person.
I think an honest person would be honesty goes beyond merely not telling lies, in a sense, right? To be an honest person. And I guess some of this could be applied to the running of Dharma centers. I mean, most Dharma centers are fine, but they are sometimes have problems.
Oh, you think?
Sometimes. I've seen a few.
Very much it could apply to the running of Dharma centers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hmm. So the book you were teaching from was this commentary, is that right? From Jhumpa Tekchok?
But the book has the whole root text of Precious Garland in it. Okay. It has the root text and then a commentary after each verse.
Okay, I'll get a hold of a copy. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's marvelous. His teaching was just marvelous. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry I missed your teaching. But, you know, of course I have no time. just excuses, just things. Thank you very much for your time and your comments. Very illuminating, enlightening, perhaps.
Okay, thank you for what you're doing too,
thank
Donna.
You. Okay.
It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to have this chance to
talk.
Okay,
thanks again. All the best.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.